Hello and welcome again. It's time for your daily inspiration. This is Brother Jeff, and I'd like to look back into Matthew 18. We're talking about offenses. Let's read this again. Let's just start at the verse 1 and read a few verses. At that same time came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" And Jesus called a little child unto him, and set him in the midst of them, and said, "Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted, and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoso shall receive one such little child in my name, receiveth me. But whoso shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck, and that he were drowned in the depths of the sea. Woe unto the world because of offenses, for it must needs be that offenses come, but woe to that man by whom the offense cometh. Wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life, halt or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire. And if thine eye offend thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life with one eye rather than having two eyes to be cast into hell fire. Take heed that ye despise not one of these little ones, for I say unto you that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father which is in heaven." Well, I want to focus on the part that says, "Whoso shall offend." I think there's a lot of misunderstanding. You know, I get offended, and you get offended about something somebody says, and, you know, it just aggravates us and generates some strife between two people. You know, that's one kind of offense, but I don't think if we really search the scripture out, that's just some word and somebody hot-headed got offended. This word right here is more in the line of causing someone to stumble, turning somebody out of the way, causing someone to sin to a place where they lose their way, they're lost. And I believe that the contrast, as Jesus puts about the millstone and then hell, shows that when you are a deceiver, or you know to do good and you don't do it, and you turn people away, you trip them up, I think that's the one that's going to really be in the biggest trouble. And plus, that one person is lost often. You know, what are we doing? What am I doing today that is causing someone to not come to Christ? Causing someone to not want the goodness and mercy and love and righteousness of God? You know, I can say I love Jesus. I can go through all the motions. But if there's something in my life that's really inconsistent to my testimony, it might be the one thing that some weak, struggling person looks at and says, "Well, if Jeff does that, it must be okay." And then maybe they would even come and ask me, and I would come up with my own justification for that thing and cause them to lay their armor down and go a more easy route. I think that we need to consider our ways on how we present ourselves, what we do, how we do it, because it might just trip up a little one. you know, my little children are told to not do certain things, and I'm sure there's things that I do that they can't do, and they probably struggle with that sometimes, going, well, if I can't do that, how come Daddy or Mama can? And you know, there are things parents do and older people do that younger can't. But we ought to take heed to everything we do before young believers, struggling believers, weaker believers, people that belong to Christ. We're going to give an account. We're going to give an account. We're going to answer to everything that we do. You know, Jesus used this little child as an emblem of a true disciple. And I think that there's this little child is a follower of Jesus right here. I don't believe this little child is just a little baby or a little infant child. This is a little child, a child of God. And I just want us to be careful how we represent Christ, that we don't cause somebody to lose their way. All right, well, have a good day, and let's read the Word of God, and let's tremble over it, and let's love it, and let's obey it, and let's bring others to Christ.